Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
One, two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello,
nine,
10, 11. Elvis Duran presents
12,
13,
14,
15. The 15-Minute Morning Show. Hey, welcome to the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Some of us are here. I see Gandhi and Danielle and Froggy and Garrett's here. And I'm
are
here.
You hosting, Scare?
No. I'm just opening it up. In fact, that's really the way the podcast should roll, don't you think? Someone opens it, introduces the room, and then it just takes flight. You know, I call that a symposium.
It's hard to top what happened yesterday. Who's going to call the yesterday?
Yeah.
Anything we do today will
pale in comparison.
There we go.
If you haven't listened to him and his potty mouth, you really should. Did you guys see?
Good.
He tweeted about it.
He did.
He did?
Yeah, he tweeted that he taught some American hosts the words clunge, menge, and nunce.
I looked them up after the podcast.
Yeah.
I was like, what? He said that? But then again, it doesn't hit the same for us because.
Right.
To us, those are just words that are nonsense words that don't mean anything. All right, so where do we want to go with this? Gandhi,
lead us down a path, Skier.
Come on, Skier.
What's up?
Lead us down a path.
Want to start down a path?
What's on your mind?
Well, okay. Can I tell you?
You want to talk about what happened yesterday? I got to see Skier's true road rage.
Oh, why don't we start with that?
Yeah,
actually.
Gandhi and I got to see Skier's true road rage.
But wait a second.
Oh, Skier's a maniac behind the wheel.
I was very, very patient at first. What happened was we were driving far away from here, already in Jersey City, where I was just doing my thing, driving down the road, and this car in front of me starts going really slow. And I can't go around the car because it's a single lane street going in one direction. And the car stops slowly at a stop sign and then waits for about 20 seconds to go. I'm like, all right, they're probably busy, whatever the case.
How rude.
I was getting angry, though. I was getting angry. I was starting to simmer. Next thing you know, the car goes, it starts going, and then it slows down again. Now it's going, the speed limit's 25. The car's going 5-10 miles an hour. And I'm like, I don't want to honk, but I see a finger come out of the side of the friggin'. From the passenger side, I see someone shooting a finger at me. I'm like, what the hell are they doing? That can't be for me. So I ignore that. And we continue to go really slow. And I'm having all the patience in the world, and it's taking everything in my power to bite my tongue and not say anything. But then...
And then I saw this. Skier honks on the horn. Boom! And then starts,
I lost it.
Hands in the air. I was the car with Gandhi in front of Scary, driving very slow for 10 minutes.
Oh, no.
This, what was crazy to me, though, I mean, I, how long do you think I had my finger out the window, Garrett?
A good four or five minutes.
Middle finger out the window the whole time. He was in the car with Andrew and Sam, and the entire time we're watching them, and he's like, none of them are looking up from their phones. Sam and Andrew aren't even looking up from their phones. Well, Scary's tossed his hand up a couple times, but I don't think he even sees you flipping him off. Well, I was like, this is crazy.
I assume everybody's got a gun these days, so I don't want to irritate
right.
another That's driver. That's a safe assumption.
I don't want to irritate drivers. I don't know what they have in their cars. I don't know who the person is in front of me, so I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, the stuff you see on the news every day, there's people that are minding their own business and they're not doing jack shit and they get their ass kicked. If somebody's crazy enough, I mean, obviously Gandhi was just fucking with you, but if somebody's crazy enough to do that to a stranger that they don't know, you can't engage with that person because if they're crazy enough to do that, then who knows what else they'll do to you.
It took me about 5 minutes to realize it was Garrett and Gandhi, but I did lose my shit. And after like 5 minutes of following this car really slowly, and then, you know, that's when I started screaming in my own car to Andrew and Sam. I'm like, you believe this motherfucker in front of me? Can you believe it?
But you know what? Five minutes is a long time for somebody to slow you down. That's actually a lot of patience.
And then I saw someone giving me the finger from the other side, which was Garrett, and I start I start nailing the horn, like, argh! I still didn't know it was him until finally Sam said, oh my God, it's Garrett. It's Garrett and Gandhi. So yes. So thank you so much. But it was definitely an experiment in patience. I feel like for the most part.
You were very patient.
I had more patience than most people would have.
But once I broke you, you were crazy.
But I didn't know it was you. Yeah.
It took him, actually, I ride in the car with Scary all the time. And I will say it took him much longer to react than I thought it would.
Right.
Because normally when we're in the car, even if somebody tries to cut him off, we'll get to a light and he's like, watch, I'm going to burn this motherfucker. Like immediately as soon as we pull up. Usually the motherfucker in question is like a bus. Like a New York City bus. Like, of course you're going to burn him. But it's funny because he'll peel out and go around him. So I was like, wow, he really took a long time.
Well, do you guys have like a super mode on your gear shift?
Sport, so like, or sport mode, yeah.
Sport mode, yeah. So I clicked the gear to the left, which gives me a quicker pickup. So if I'm at a red light and I hit that gas.
What is this, Mario Kart?
Yeah, I know.
Right. Oh, no, in sport mode. I will burn any car.
So Danielle, knowing that there was the one road like we were getting on, and I was like, he's going to try to get around me. And Gandhi even said it, so I was ready to slowly go to the left and slowly go to the right because I don't have that sport mode in my Ford Escape. So I was like, how do I get to him? So I slowly go to the left, slowly go to the right. It was a fun experiment, honestly, because Scary really was patient, but then watching his face of just pure anger, going from happy, joyous to what the hell are you doing over there? And then back to happiness once he realized it was Gandhi and I.
But see, now I take from this experiment that Scary's actually got more patience than I thought he did. He has a lot more than I do.
He did.
I think it's because he had two people in the car with him. If he was by himself, we would have had a different Scary.
No. After work, I'm detoxing. I'm coming down from the
high. I think it says more about Garrett that, like, he fucked with you for 5 minutes. Like, if it's like 3 minutes, that's fine. But, like, Garrett was determined to get a reaction out of you.
Well, but it was interesting. Sam had our head down in the phone the entire time, and Scary's like getting frustrated. Sam didn't even blink. And then Sam got out of the car because she was walking home. And
Andrew was part of that.
Yeah. Well, Gandhi called Andrew. And
we don't know
like,
what you're talking
hey,
about because we were off the whole time. Sorry.
Oh, is this when yesterday you were freaking out in the car?
Yeah.
I have to admit, it was pretty great. Once I knew it was Garrett, I mean, Scary was laying on the
horn. Wait a second. How long were you on the phone with them and they said, hey, we're fucking with you guys straight away?
Yeah. I only found out like maybe 3 minutes into it. It was, I think, at the time that you said, you fucking asshole, you fuck.
Andrew.
I could be wrong.
Don't quote him. Don't quote him.
Listen, we have places to go. And, you know, I will say, driving outside of New York City in other areas, especially out west, they are nonchalant about driving and getting places. It may not be like that in the metropolitan areas, but I feel like there's no sense of urgency to really accomplish any task, let alone driving. You can walk into a fast food place and it's like, wow, this is this is crazy. This is taking a long time for this food to arrive because I'm used to a sense of urgency. The New York Minute. We've heard of what the New York Minute is, and that is to accomplish so much. And you're always on the go, and you're being you speak and you move with conviction.
Yeah.
Right? That doesn't happen outside of here. I could be wrong. Scotty's shaking his head.
You're totally right.
But I don't see it with Froggy, though, because I have friends that live in Florida. They're just very, like, lackadaisical, like, okay.
Lackadaisical?
Yeah, but that drives me crazy, though. Like, I always say to somebody, if I get behind somebody on the road and they're driving below the speed limit, I'm like, if you wanted to get somewhere that fucking slow, then why didn't you just leave home later?
Like, but you know what my uncle says, because he's that guy that drives well below the speed limit. He says that is the limit. That's the highest you can go. No one tells you how slow you can go.
I don't believe that. I think the speed limit, it's suggesting that's how fast you should go.
Yeah. My dad got a ticket for going too slow one time.
Yes,
what?
You can.
What is the too slow? Is it like 10 miles under?
Like, okay, so in our area, on one of the expressways, the speed limit is 55, and it says minimum speed 40 right next to it. And he got a ticket for doing 37 one time.
Oh, shit.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? You know what? You never know what people are doing. You know, there are some times where I just want to kill time, so I'll drive slow. I don't go crazy fast, you know. And then there are some times where I have an appointment to get to, and I want to gun it. I want to do 70, and the dick in front of me is doing 60.
Right.
You know, and sometimes I'm that dick. It depends
but
on what's going on in your world.
Don't be slow in the left lane.
Well, yeah, that's
no.
for sure.
Can't. You cannot be in your left lane and be slow. That is the passing lane.
Correct.
That's the lane that you go into to get ahead of other people.
Oh, hey, can I say something? If you live in an area where there's an HOV lane, this drives me absolutely batshit crazy. Because when I'm driving home from here, there's an HOV lane on the Long Island Expressway, but it's not in effect in the hours that I'm driving. So, but people still think it is. So they're doing 55 with like four people in that. No, it's the fast lane when it's outside of the hours. You don't ever sit there doing 55 miles an hour.
Guys, Scotty's going to blow a gasket.
It drives me nuts. You can't cross over the barrier. You can't get around them. It's obnoxious.
I'm going to need three other people to come home with me because I'm taking the long way home to go to Long Island today.
God, they don't have to be for anyone. You could be alone in the lane when it's not in effect.
I'm doing it just to piss you off.
People are so stupid. Read the sign.
You know how you can tell Scotty's getting amped is when his hands start to fly around and he gets a little jazz hands like he was just doing. That's the best.
People are dumb. Just read the sign. It makes me so angry.
Jeez,
sorry. That's all.
Come on, hug him. Andrew, hug him.
No, don't.
No, I'm good.
Okay, I'm done.
So, away from road rage.
Yeah, let's change the subject. How's your sister's wedding planning coming along?
Oh, it's fine. The wedding is planned.
Oh, right. No, but how's the run-up? I mean, isn't it? When is the actual wedding date?
So the wedding is on Friday, so I will not be in on Friday or on Friday, I should say. I will be off.
Okay.
It's all good. It's just we've had a lot of people drop out because a lot of our friends and family live in Florida, and the flights are canceled, and there's no way that you can get around this one. So, you know, it is what it is, though.
How's your sister doing with it all?
She's fine. She's, like, pretty relaxed and low-key. She's a lot like me in that sense where it's like, nah, what are you going to do? What's up, Scotty?
I'm sorry. I need to get angry about one more traffic thing.
Oh, jeez. By all means.
Well, I was thinking about this. So, you know, most towns have red light cameras in their town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so you go through the red light and you get a ticket.
Yep.
People drive me nuts. If the light is green, you inch over the line. You don't sit at the stop line when the light is green. You inch over and you wait till you can turn. You're allowed to turn on a yellow light. You don't have to stop on a yellow light. People jam on their brakes and get out of here. And they back up. They back up on a yellow light. You're not going to get a ticket for going through a yellow light, you idiots. That's all. Sorry.
What else grinds your gears, Scotty?
I'm sweating.
Damn,
I'm sweating.
Scotty.
Tell them about the bike thing.
What bike? No, I just wrote a ticket to the congressman about a bike light.
You wrote to the congressman?
Yeah, I had to. I thought there was a safety hazard.
What is the hazard?
Well, tell us about it.
No, it's just stupid. There's like by my house, there's a bike path that crosses a major road, and they put this light there that blinks yellow, then turns red when a cyclist hits the button. Mm. But then it starts flashing red for the motorists, and the don't walk hand is still flashing for the cyclists, which means the cyclist thinks that they can still go across the street while the cars think that they can still go. The lights just need to be synced up. That's all. It's just what someone's going to get hit, and it's going to be me.
Oh, but that's nice that you wrote a letter because you're concerned.
And then I called the town safety office yesterday because a tree fell down in a park.
Wow.
And they came
and
roped it
off. You have a town safety office?
Yeah.
Where do you live?
Scotty, you are that fucking guy, bro. You really are. I love you like a brother, but you are that guy.
They immediately came and roped it off, and I'm like, yep, my phone call did that.
Scotty sees action from his call.
Crazy.
That's right.
You felt proud, didn't you?
Taxes, I want action.
How many more minutes we have left?
Like 2.5.
Because I got a problem with United Airlines.
All right, 2.5. Shit.
Well, I want to know if I'm right or wrong here.
You're wrong.
Well, no. So last Sunday night.
Is it
night,
the food thing? Oh, okay.
No, last Sunday night coming back from Miami, I had to get home because we had to do the show Monday morning. So starting at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, here it comes. Your flight is delayed 30 minutes. And you know how this goes. You get to the airport, flight's delayed another 30. The two people on the ground in Miami Airport in the United Gate didn't make any announcements, didn't care. They didn't say a word or what was going on. They had to have people chase them down and say, what the fuck is going on? Why is this plane being delayed four different times? And the guy goes, oh, it's a bathroom issue and they're fixing it.
We don't know. It's going to like take off one day, but like maybe not today. Like after we don't know.
Wait, question. What is that accent?
That's Miami.
That's
that is Miami in a hole.
It turned into Wisconsin sort of at the end.
But anyway. Okay, sorry.
After the fourth delay, they finally got in the loudspeaker and they're like, look, the plane is going to take off within the next hour. We go up to them and say, are you sure this plane is going to go off? Because I still have a chance to get on another flight and fix this. They're like, yep, absolutely going to happen. We are definitely going to take off. There's no reason why it won't. 30 minutes into that wait, it's now 7:15 p.m., a flight that was supposed to leave at 4:30. This flight is canceled and will be rescheduled to tomorrow morning. We all go bonkers. Everyone starts scrambling. I run down the hallway to Delta's terminal and get on the last flight of the night to a different airport. Instead of flying into Newark, to LaGuardia and get on an 8 o'clock flight. Then I had to pay $150 for Uber to send me home, to get me home. Fucking $450 later, because it was $350 for the flight, I get home at midnight. I finally get home. Now, what am I entitled to is my question.
Well, first of all, you should have used your Uber points that are expiring.
Shut up, dick.
Yes, Scott.
What am I entitled to? Am I not entitled to the flight got canceled. I get my money back there. But shouldn't United pick up the cost of my Delta flight and the $150 Uber that it took for me to get home?
I mean,
you can probably petition for that. It's just going to take a long time with the back and forth with the company to get it done.
Hold on. I think I get that plus a travel voucher for all the stress and anxiety.
But Scary, imagine if they did that for everybody.
Well, right. Well, then they should actually.
Let's not think about everybody else. Well, right now, it's about one.
Right. Sorry. Listen, if somebody doesn't get on the plane, that's on them. But I am definitely entitled to them paying for my Delta flight and my Uber home. And I want a travel voucher on United because I spent the whole fucking day in the airport with misinformation or no information.
I agree.
It's disgusting. I'm a Premier Platinum member. All I do is fly United.
But if you're speaking so highly of them right now, why would you want to fly them again?
Because you know why? Because I trust that this was an anomaly and this won't happen again. But they need to regain my trust and my passion in their airline. But don't you think that I deserve at least that and a travel voucher?
Yes.
That's not being too greedy, right? For my time and my stress and my anxiety, even is not even,
well,
right?
I will say this. As far as United goes, so when Lisa was trying to get to Vegas, we booked her on United. And she was on the very first flight out of Jacksonville to Houston and then Houston on to Vegas. The flight got in the night before because she was on a 6:05 flight. That flight landed the night before at 9:30. So it had been sitting at Jacksonville International all night long.
Right.
They get on the plane, load the plane. As they start to push the plane away, they're like, oh, we have a problem with the tire. We're going to sit here for a little bit. So then they deplaned it and they canceled the flight.
No, she gets her flight back.
So I got her flight back.
The new flight plus a travel voucher.
But she didn't. I had to spend, I was panicking to get her to Vegas. I just used miles and put her on a Delta flight and got her to Vegas. I'm never going to get that back.
You got to call that in. You've got it.
Who do I call?
You got to file a complaint.
I know, because you know what happens? You're going to call, and then you're going to be on hold for, I shit you not, 7.5 hours.
With that music.
Before
that music
they
that I
then
know so well.
Transfer you, and they hang up on you.
Right.
And then you're going to want to take a hostage. It's going to be even worse. You have to email. I think you have to email the company about it.
I did. I'm waiting for a response.
you can, not that I've done this.
Social media.
But you can, no, social media, you can do that too, but you can find the CEO's address, their email address, and get them, like copy them on the email. Usually they get back to you when you do that.
Oh. Well, in both these cases, yours and mine, these were their problem. This was not weather related.
Right.
Because there's a lot of people, a lot of times they get out of it because it's weather related, and that's a force of nature. But these were specific issues with their planes, and the problem, and it's all on them. And I love, again, love United. I just want to see the love coming
United.
Back to me.
I hate them.
I'm going to have road rage. We're way over.
Whoever shit the bathroom should be responsible.
That's what probably happened. They clogged the toilet.
Yeah.
Because that's what's going to happen. People are going to come forward with that one.
There's that sign there that says, you know, clogging this toilet with other things than toilet paper will cause flight delays. It's right there over the toilet seat.
Okay. We're way over, by the way.
Are we done?
Yes. Yeah. When Skiri asked me to tell a story, I told him we had 2.5 minutes. We're now six minutes over.
That's a Skiri story in a nutshell.
It's okay, though. He's right. I agree with him, but I just don't think they're going to do it. I agree.
End this podcast. Give me my money back, United. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.